This morning we're going to share a reading from the book of Exodus, and it will be the final reading that we will be sharing for Exodus for a little while. You'll note on the screen that it's from Exodus chapter 33, it's from verse 12 onwards. For those with the Pew Bible, it's at page 87. And I've asked a couple of people to assist me during this reading. From Exodus chapter 33, beginning in verse 12. Moses said to the Lord,
"Look, you've been telling me to lead these people, but you have not let me know whom you will send with me. For you have said, 'I know you by name,' and you have found favour with me. But if you please with me, teach me your ways, so that I may know you and continue to find favour with you. You must remember that this nation is your people."
The Lord replied,
"My presence will go with you, and I will give you rest."
Then Moses said to Yahweh,
"If your presence does not go with us, do not send us up from here. For how will anyone know that you are pleased with me and with your people unless you go with us? So what else will distinguish me and your people from all the other people on the face of the earth?"
And the Lord said to Moses,
"I will do the very thing you have asked, because I am pleased with you, and I know you by name."
Then Moses said,
"Now show me your glory."
And Yahweh said,
"I will cause all my goodness to pass in front of you. I will proclaim my name, the Lord, in your presence. I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I have compassion. But you cannot see my face, for no one may see me and live."
We'll pause the reading there. Thanks, Moses. I chose one of the oldest people that I could find around. Oh, I didn't know where I was going. Yes, that was part of it, Don, that you would find difficulty in finding your way around this place. Today I wanted to share with you, as a reflection on that reading, and as the final part of the series that we have been sharing, how God is in the very heartbeat of our life. That's where God seeks to be, in the very heartbeat of our life. It's up to us to invite God in the heartbeat of our life. Now, as I prepared for today, I found a rather puzzling poem, and perhaps some may wish to share some reflections over morning tea at the end of the service about their reaction to this poem. "Use the ladder to reach the window. But what is the ladder? And what is the window? The ladder is bones, and the window, both passage and door." Quite enigmatic, isn't it? Quite puzzling, quite mysterious. But in many ways, as you try to find the meaning within that poem, we are entering into an experience of mystery and of journey. And at times, life is mystery and journey. So that you don't continue to ponder on that. I'll get the next slide, thank you. Now, while Moses has been on Mount Sinai for 40 days in the story that we've been following, people rebel and they made a golden calf. We heard that story last week, and Christine explained the significance of all of that side of the story for us. The people have been worried about Moses because he's been away for so long. He's been there over a month. They have no idea where he's gone, what he's doing. However, the response to this is found in today's reading that we shared just a moment ago. When God says to Moses, I know you by name. And Moses returns to the people. Moses is not happy. If we had some of the younger people still with us, they could probably identify, if I was to use the phraseology, that Moses chucks a mental. And he literally breaks those commandments in anger, and the people are left in no uncertain terms of understanding the impact of their actions. But when God says to Moses that I know you by name, God is actually saying that he knows the desire of our heart. He knows what is at the very core of our being. He understood what the people, the Israelites, had wanted to do in Moses' absence. That they had a yearning within them for a power that was greater than themselves. And that was why they built the golden calf. That's why they chose to worship something that they could see. Because God appreciates the fact that within our very being is a need, is a desire to have a relationship with a power that is greater than ourselves. It's part of the human psyche, it's part of human experience. And in response to that call within our own hearts, we're here today. We come to worship a power that is greater than self. And to acknowledge that power, not only within ourselves, but within other people. So God knows what is at the very core of our being. And that we are known by God for many people is a mystery. And for many people, as indeed typified by that poem, mystery is something that is out there. But it is nonetheless part of our very being. Now, coming to today's scripture passage that we shared from Exodus. After this incident with the golden calf, Moses breaks the commandments, the tablets of stone. He argues with Aaron. He castigates the people. And, however, he continues to plead the Israelites' case before God. He continues to argue on their behalf before God. And that was part of this dialogue that we had this morning in that reading. Go back to it at a later time today, if you like, and you will see Moses is pleading on behalf of the people. Is God happy with what happened? No. God can never be happy with disobedience. But does God make opportunities for restitution? Always. So God instructs Moses to continue the journey and to lead the people of Israel to the land that is flowing in milk and honey. God does not turn his back on the people, but it's Moses who wants to know what is going to happen, how the people are going to be able to proceed if they can't see God. So God has this response when Moses wants to actually come face to face with God. He's encountered God in different ways. He's encountered God in the burning bush. He's encountered the pillar of cloud during the day and the fire by night. But he actually physically wants to see God. If you read on through the next part of that passage, you will find that God warns him that no one can see God and live. But what we can do is we can appreciate that we can see God, but not directly. We, like Moses, can see God around by the events of life. Over the past week, we've encountered considerable amounts of rain. Today, we are blessed with some beautiful sunshine. I don't know how much of a blessing it is for those who have to cut grass at this time of year, but we've been blessed that our grounds around here had gone from brown 2 weeks ago to soggy last week, and now a lush green, waiting to be trimmed and cut. So we can see God in creation. We can feel God within our own being, within our own heart, within our own soul. We can see God in the face of others. We can see God in the events of life. So God ensures or assures Moses that he will remain present with the people as they move on. So, in that particular reading, the reading from Exodus 33, we have the presence of God in creation. We have the presence of God through spirit. And we have the presence of God through experience. Now, God is a God of history. God is in human history the God of yesterday, the God of today, and the God of tomorrow. The reality for us when we consider where God is at any given point of time is that we will see God when we look for the evidence of God's presence. So that is the reality for us. It became the reality for the Israelite people on their journey. So the opportunity for us as we journey this week, as we journey in the rest of our lives, is that we can find God when we look for God. When we look for the evidence of God, we will find the evidence of God. God will always be present. It's up to us to look to God and look for God in the circumstances of our life. So I want to go back to that poem again. Are you still pondering this poem? Are you still trying to work it out? Are you trying to work out something of the mystery used the ladder to reach the window. But what is the ladder? And what is the window? The ladder is bones. And the window, both passage and door. Let's pray. Let's say together. God, beyond time and space,
the great I am,
present in the eternal now, be our comfort and guide as we ponder the mystery of life, journeying as new Israel people, seeking to know your presence.